Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here, Sunday morning. Well, what's going on in politics in America? Well, there's no smarter guy than the guy I have on board here. His name is Dick Morris. He was Donald Trump's campaign guy, and he was Bill Clinton's campaign guy, Democrats, Republicans. One smart guy. Well, you know, Dick Morris, is it going to be round two of Hillary versus Trump in 2024?
Yes. Well, there's a good chance of it. Hillary has set up a brilliant, brilliant strategy that nobody else is able to do. And knowing the people around her, I believe there's only one person capable of that level of thinking, and that's her husband.
Well, you know, we both know Bill Clinton. He's one smart guy.
What she's done is at a point at which no Democrat is willing to come out and criticize Joe Biden. But all Democrats are disappointed with him and have to realize the ultimate correctness of our accusations that he was incompetent to be president. She has set up a zero-sum game with him. The worse he does, the better she does. Because she's positioned herself as the Democratic alternative to Biden. Not just to Biden, but to the extreme left in the Democratic Party. She gave that interview with MSNBC, and she said, we have to be careful who we run in purple districts. We can't go ahead and run left-wing crazies because we'll have no chance of winning. And she was right about that. And she staked out a ground saying, not on ideology or issues, but on pragmatism, and said, you're stupid if you think you can hang on to the House and the Senate running these crazy people. And now with this week, Biden has somehow contrived it that both of his important programs, both pillars of his entire administration, he only has two, get demolished in the same week. And they're going to be demolished at the one-year anniversary of his presidency, voting issues and BBB. And those are the two things holding this guy up. Everything he's done can be reduced to those two issues. And he's screwed them up both. He's going to lose them both. So Hillary's coming in and saying, look, this guy is a failure. It can't work. And he's a failure because we have a left wing taking over the Democratic Party. And if we let them take us over, they'll lead us into disaster in the 22 midterms. Well, she's absolutely right, and nobody else has the guts to say that. They all have to keep their powder dry with the left, because that's their potential base. So they all have to have the left like them enough that they can use them to run and win the election. Hillary can say, go to hell, I don't care about you guys. I'm going to be the Antichrist. I'm going to run against you. And therefore, she's the only one between now and the end of the midterm elections who's prepared to say what the truth is. And the accuracy of what she's saying will become more and more and more apparent to the Democrats.
And who wins?
Well, it's hard to tell right now. I think that I believe that you can't discount the possibility that you're looking at a potential four-way primary, okay? Biden gets sidetracked after 22 and Harris never makes it. You're going to have an establishment Democratic Party candidate who will probably be Pete Buttigieg. You'll have a black candidate put up by Obama who probably will be Cory Booker. You're going to have a crazy left-wing candidate, probably AOC. And you're going to have Hillary. And what I think is going to go on is that the Buttigieg will wimp out. He won't be able to take a strong stand one way or the other. He can't really run as a centrist because he can't alienate the left, and he can't run as a leftist because he's sitting there in charge of the Biden Build Back Better program, whatever's left of it, when Congress gets finished. And Booker can't, the black candidate can't, because the blacks are so invested in this stuff. And AOC is to the left of everybody. She says she's against all of this because it doesn't go far enough. So Hillary's the only one there who really can take that position. And the politics in the Democratic Party is on hold until November of 22. nobody can do anything before November of 22. They have their candidates, they have their party line, they have the administration record, they have to defend it, nobody can attack it. But then, the second the election's over, everybody's going to attack it. Every Democrat is going to take a shot at Biden and Harris. They'll be DOA, and they'll begin openly talking about sidetracking them. At first, it'll be sidetrack them for 24, then it'll grow into get them to resign so that you can, and get Harris to resign, so that you could have a decent presidency, maybe using the 25th Amendment against Biden, and saying we want an incumbency to run up to the 24 election. But however it is, they'll all descend on Biden. But the person who staked out the turf first and owns the turf in the Democratic Party is going to be Hillary. And it's a brilliant, brilliant strategy.
I tend to agree with you. I know Hillary for many years like you do, and she's one tough lady. And, hey, we never know what's going to happen. And are you going to be talking about this on your 12 o'clock show? You're on every Sunday right after us at 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock on Sunday on WABCRadio.com. Well, Dick Morris, I'll be listening at 12 o'clock on WABC Radio. Thank you so much for coming on, and we'll catch up again soon.
Bye-bye, guys.